This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Sometimes your alarm goes off in the morning and you think, nope, not today. I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to go to work. That's fair enough. Happens to all of us. And the idea of getting a mental health day where you can just take a day off, breathe in, breathe out, and be at home, that's been made popular for adults. We get to do that as in a lot of workplaces now. They encourage that.
Yeah.
But does the same apply for kids? Do you reckon kids need mental health days on occasion? Joining us this morning is Dr. Anne-Marie Christie. Hello.
Hi, Laura. Hi, Duncan. How are you?
Doing very well. Good to have you on the show. What do you reckon? Do kids need mental health days?
Look, I'm going to be a bit controversial and say yes, I think they do, which contradicts all the information that we're getting from the Department of Education that keeps sending nasty letters saying children should never have days off school unless they're sick or dying.
So, Dr. Anne-Marie, sorry, I've actually done this with my daughter. We had a conversation, it was getting towards the end of term. She was feeling a little bit burdened, a little bit overwhelmed, and we just said, you know what, you can stick home with mum today and take a day off. And I think it was, like, really beneficial for her.
I agree. I think it's really beneficial. I think the key is, I mean, we all know that we need a day off every now and then, and our lives are getting busier and busier, and I think we need to recognise that our kids' lives are not as simple as they might at first appear. So our kids are learning every waking moment. They're getting new experiences, dealing with stresses that we might not recognise as stresses, but for them, even the social interaction in the playground can be quite stressful, so that they're on the whole time, and they don't really get a break. And as families now, we're filling up their out-of-school hours time, we're busy on weekends, and sometimes kids need just some downtime to reconnect.
How do you tell the difference, though, Dr. Anne-Marie, of when they're kind of pulling your leg and they just want a day off like every school kid does, or if it's a legitimate need to stay at home?
Yeah, so most parents are pretty good at picking when their kids are, as Duncan said, overwhelmed or really exhausted or just not themselves and feeling a bit sad. And it's not something that I do necessarily on a whim on the child's call. I think it needs to be the parent making the decision. Otherwise, of course, the kids are going to get up every morning and say they don't feel like going to school. And they also need to learn that they do need to go to school and they need to tough it out sometimes. But when the parents can see that the kids are getting run down, they might be getting a bit teary over the last week or so, then it's a good idea for the parent to call a mental health day. And I think the key times that kids are going to need it are really the second half of term two and the second half of term three. Anybody who's a teacher knows the second half of term three is the toughest time of the year, mainly because the kids are doing a lot of work. They're learning a lot. They're very busy. But it's also in the middle of winter, and a lot of them have been sick. So their bodies are really just under a lot of stress, and they can do with a day off. I'm not talking about having multiple days off school or regular days off school every week. I'm talking about perhaps a day, perhaps two in term three, but a day a term or an extra day here and there.
Anne-Marie, one of the pressures...
parents think they need it.
Okay. Yeah, one of the pressures, I think, too, is the flip side coming from the school, because obviously when you take a day off, you get a little notice from the school, hey, where was Ruby? What does that letter look like as you're kind of drafting it up to send into school to say, hey, listen, my daughter's just feeling a bit overwhelmed. We're giving her some downtime.
I think that's exactly the right thing to say, Duncan. I think that... I don't think you need to make anything up in the letter or say that she was sick when she wasn't. I will put, that my child had a mental health day today. And to be quite honest, most teachers will understand that if you're calling a mental health day, that child's probably better off at home than sitting in that classroom, because they're going to potentially be teary or cause trouble in the classroom. They're better off to rest and recover and come back refreshed the next day. Now, Department of Ed are sending lots of messages saying that children shouldn't have days off school, you can't take holidays during school term. And there's reason for that, and some people certainly do have an excess number of days off school. But when you're talking about one, possibly 2 days a term, I think that's fine. And I don't think you're going to get any formal letter direct from the Department of Education criticising your parenting in that situation.
Yeah, very much so. Dr. Anne-Marie, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Laura. Thanks, Duncan. Have a great day.
You too. See you later. That's our children's doctor, Dr. Anne-Marie Christie on Hope 103.2.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.